ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯಶ್ವಿನಿ ಶುಕ್ಲಾ ಮಾತಾಜಿ. ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ನೇಚರ್, ದೆನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಈಗೋ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಆನ್ಸರ್: ಯೆಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೋ. ಯೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯಸ್ ಟು ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಅ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ, ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ, ಆರ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪನಿ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ವರ್ಣ ಆರ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಒನ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ, ಆಸ್ ಯು ರೈಟ್ಲಿ ಸೆಡ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುವಿನ ಫೇಮಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಹಂ ವಿಪ್ರೋ ನ ಚ ನರಪತಿರ್ ನಾಪಿ ವೈಶ್ಯೋ ನ ಶೂದ್ರೋ ನಾಹಂ ವರ್ಣಿ ನ ಚ ಗೃಹಪತಿರ್ ವನಸ್ಥೋಯತಿರುವ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ರಿಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ವರ್ಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಶ್ರಮ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಂದು ಪ್ರೋದ್ಯನ್ ನಿಖಿಲ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಪೂರ್ಣಾಮೃತಾಬ್ಜೆ ಗೋಪಿ ಭರ್ತುರ್ ಪದಕಮಲಯೋರ್ ದಾಸ ದಾಸಾನುದಾಸ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗೋಪಿ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಡಸ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೂ ಐ ಆಮ್. ಬಟ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವೆನ್ ಹೀ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ಹಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ದ ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಿ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ. ವೈ ಇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ದೋ ಆಟ್ ದ ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಅವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ರೆಸಿಗ್ನೇಷನ್, ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ we need to act in a way that maintains social order. So for that is for somebody who is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is himself God and he is already transcendental. So for him, he is acting for the sake of loka sangraha, for the sake of setting an example for people. Now, but for all of us, we are not yet transcendental. So although we can say that identifying according to varna and ashrama is false ego, but it is false ego in the service of the true ego. That means it is the whole principle of varnashram, where Krishna repeatedly talks about focusing on doing work according to one's nature, shreyans dharmo guna par dharma sanashtat. The whole idea is that we have a particular kind of body and mind right now, and we can't just wish it away, we can't just get rid of it. If a person is of a Brahminical nature and that person is told to work like a Vaishya and earn money, the person will just not be able to get any taste in it. Now, one of the big causes of lack of job satisfaction in society today is because people are not engaged according to their nature. They often choose careers that are glamorized in the contemporary culture. Say, for example, in India, it may be engineer, to become an engineer or a doctor. And even if they don't have that nature, they become that. And afterwards, they feel dissatisfied with that. So, the point is that there can be substantial material dissatisfaction that can result if we do not act according to our material nature. So, to the extent we act according to our material nature, to that extent, our material life can progress smoothly. And thus, we can have the necessary stability for focusing on our spiritual life. If we are engaged in a way that is highly incompatible with our nature, then that causes so much stress, so much agitation, so much lack of self-confidence, so much inferiority complex, so many things come up, so many mental complications come up that we just can't focus on Krishna. So therefore, you know, we don't have to create a situation of material conflict. So the whole system of acting according to one's nature is, yes, I can't wish away my body psychophysical nature right now. So I work it away. So I work according to it in such a way, I do it for Krishna, by which I get purified. And wherever I may be in the modes, currently, although I may intellectually understand I'm a soul who are transcendental, but as far as practically I'm concerned, we are all within the modes at various degrees. So by acting according to nature, and we don't just act according to our nature, we work for Krishna according to our nature. So karmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. Krishna doesn't say just swakarmana. Krishna doesn't say work is worship. He says, yes, swakarmana, you do your work, but tam abhyarcha, by your work, worship him. So karmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. By this, one will attain siddhi, one will attain perfection. So we in one sense, in a little simplistic sense, we could say that the acting according to our nature is like a painkiller. It minimizes the pain of material existence by giving us a relatively harmonious position according to our nature in the material world, and so that we can focus on our spiritual realization. Now, if some people just get so caught up in acting according to their material nature only and feel, they say, I'm satisfied, I don't need to do anything else, then we have the Bhagavatam stating very clearly that dharma svanushita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya na utpadeya divatim shramaeva hi kevalam. That somebody may act according to one's dharma. Dharma svanushita pumsam. Svanushita means according to one's position, one may act as a according to varana or ashrama. Vishvaksena kathasu yena utpadaye didiratem. If we do not develop attraction for Krishna, then even the best work done according to our nature, it will be shramaeva hi kevalam. So if we only act according to our nature and do not, according to our material nature, and do not strive to activate our spiritual nature by purifying ourselves, then we won't get any spiritual benefit. And that sense it will be shramaeva hi kevalam. We'll continue on the cycle of birth and death. We'll waste the human form. So we are not talking about that kind of thing. So if one just acts according to one's material nature without pursuing spiritual life, then that will be virtually increasing the false ego. But if we act according to our material nature so that we are harmoniously situated in the material, and our material life goes on harmoniously, and the wheels of the society are also oiled properly because everyone is functioning according to their nature more or less, then individually and socially, spiritual life can be pursued more peacefully. And in that way, so if the painkiller is taken, and the patient also understands, the painkiller is not the point. So the point is that once the painkiller is there, I don't feel so much pain, then I can focus on taking the medicine. So then the medicine is the real cure. That's why the Bhagavatam also said that, the Vishnu Puran said, Varanashya Macharvataha Purushe Parahapuman Vishnu Raradhite Pantha Nanyatatosha Karanam. The whole purpose of Varanashram is Vishnu Raradhite Pantha. It is to worship Lord Vishnu. It is not to do anything else. So when we understand this and pursue this ultimate goal, then there is no contradiction between the two. Then as I said, we have Varanashram providing us a way to harmonize our present false ego in our pursuit of realizing our eternal true ego as servants of Krishna, as eternal souls who love and serve Krishna eternally. Thank you. Hare Krishna.